Okay.
So we're doing this next case, which is basically... maybe you do go to Pasuk. The Torah is describing the different cases where it's Shogeg. So the Bamidbar Lamed Hay. So it says, in Befesa, below Eva Hadafa. So what does it mean, Befesa? So it means like... It's not clear what it means. But the way Tirgum translates it means Beskef. Like immediacy, like close proximity, without hatred. He doesn't like plan it. It's not like he hates the guy and he's planning to kill him, but he ends up hitting the guy, bumping into him, pushing him, befesa, like with closeness, like immediacy. Okay, without warning, without planning, so then, or he doesn't see him and he drops on him. So that's the case of the Galus. So but the question is, what are you learning out from him, befesa? It's describing it as like some sort of a quickness, immediacy. Rashi says ba'onas. Fesa means like by accident. So a lot of words saying by accident. You have shkaga, you have vifli da'as, befesa. So there's like the Gemara learns out what you learn from each of them because they're extra. You keep repeating the same thing a million times. Right? Rashi says, is it v'tagumo? So he goes ba'onas, but this is v'tagumo, the tirgum b'skef, which means she is samachla, which is close to him. And he didn't have time to be careful. So it was like, you know, it was like a quick, he got like choked up very close, and he didn't have time to be careful or something, he's close. Okay. So what's it excluding? So the Gemara says, Prat le Karen's office. It's to exclude the case of where you get him in the corner. Or you're on the corner. Okay. Okay, what does that mean? That's the problem, what does that mean? You get around the corner, then what? Then he's not doesn't get galus because something? Okay, so see Rashi. This is the big question. The case is hard to figure out. So he says, a corner. Rashi says like this. Before I was reading Rashi on the Torah. But now I'm reading Rashi on the Gemara. Probably Professor, it's the third line of Rashi. Professor probably comes of this. Shaloshon pesa hu besamach. It means close. To the coming of escape, close. Prat lekarens of this. Okay, what does it mean? It excludes the case of a corner. What's a corner? If this guy comes out of like a mavoi, like an alleyway, and he comes to the other guy to turn to the right or to the left, and he has his hand, a knife in his hand, the other guy comes and walks into his life, and he doesn't see him. So it's like around the corner, sharp turn, so he couldn't see him. Right? So it's saying is that is excluded from the case. Okay? Prat the Karen's office. So the Samach, it's not exactly clear though, because the Samach, that's the case of Gemara Torah is describing the case of Shogeg. So it says that as opposed to a case of around the corner where you turn the corner. Right, and he didn't see him, and you kill him. So what happens then? So you don't get galus. It's teaching you don't get galus. If you kill a guy around the corner, you have a knife, you walk around the corner, come around the corner, another guy comes around, then is blind, because like of a blind corner. So then you don't get galus. So what then? Why not?
It makes sense, because we're saying this, Usakov, to say that close proximity means that he did the action, even though he didn't intend to.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, he actually hit him or did whatever he did. So this is a case where he actually did the action, but it doesn't count as part of his
tuck-up
because he couldn't have stopped it.
Couldn't have stopped it.
It's not something
he should have expected or seen. You're saying it's Karlanus, right? You're saying he sits around the corner, in a normal case, you're walking down the street. So, hey, look up. You see if a guy's coming. He's saying is that that's like Shogeg, but here it's around the corner, it's like you couldn't have seen. So if we're saying it's like Karbalanus. Okay? That's one way to learn. Now, how does it, though? I don't understand exactly the Lash on those, because Befesa means in close proximity. So doesn't that seem to include that? Isn't that a case of close proximity? Like, how is that excluding the case of around the corner? Isn't around the corner the closest proximity? It's like you just poof, oh, there he is. You know, like, how exactly, just in terms of the drash, does that exclude the case of around the corner? You know? Prat le Karen's Zavish. So, look at the Samach. Isn't that the Samach? Like, why isn't around the corner the Samach? I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with it. So you're saying it's kavana. So I would think, right? So you're learning this way. It's not, again, it's not clear from Rashi altogether either. Well, what is it? Is it because kavana, or is it some of Karz Lameser? Like, for instance, I'll show you. The Rabbeinu Chananel learns. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, he says in Mefesa Prat LeKaren Zavis the Havi Leili Yune, because he should have been careful. So what does that mean? Who should have been careful? And what does that imply? Oh yeah, he says below Eva Prat LeSonik Kolomar Hani Lo Sogi LeVegalas. It's not enough. Galas isn't enough for him. So what does that mean? How's he learning?
That he should be more chayev.
Right, it's more chayev because it's kavod mezid. Why? Why? It's like when you go around the corner, right? If you're driving, you think this, you go around the corner, you gotta be super careful. You gotta realize that there's no other guy who doesn't have any visibility, and you don't have any visibility, and you gotta, you know, you go around the sharp curve without looking. You're going fast. I mean, that's dangerous. You're going straight on the street, so okay, fine. Look, I was looking, I just didn't, whatever. But you're going around the corner, and yeah, you gotta be super duper careful. So if you kill going around the corner, that's kavod lemezid, right? But it does seem reasonable the way you're learning also, that around the corner, oh, what is this to do? It's a surprise. You know, this is what's tricky about these things, you know? I mean, but the Rabbeinu Chananel is openly saying it's because of kavod lemezid. Rashi, I don't think really, Rashi, I mean, that was your read of it, and I think it's the simpler way to look at it at first. Rashi doesn't take a stand on it. He just says it's coming around the corner. Right, he doesn't say, and you didn't see him and you killed him. He doesn't really say what the problem is. Right, is it Kav Mezid or is it Kav Lamas? And I don't think there's any clue from the Lashon Rashi which way it is. Right? Okay, let's look at the Rifa. This is part of the problem here. Figuring out the facts, and once we get the facts, then we have to figure out how to define what's the Havim. It depends on Havim Maskan also. If you didn't have a Limud, you'd say this case would be Chayef. Pasuk is teaching you it's an extra, it's a riboy, or miyad, whatever, a miyad. It's excluding the case of around the corner. So we're going to have to figure out what it's teaching us. Apparently it's teaching you some new idea about Galus. Okay, so let's look at this, the Ritva. Okay, it says like this. Pirish Rashi Zal. Okay, this is, it may even help to draw a picture at some point there, but whatever. Okay, Pirish Rashi Zal, the Fesakma Biskef. Close. Kitaguma, Vulashan Samach. It's Lashan of close. Kitamrinan, takeeth the smicha shchita. You should do the shchita right after you lean on the animal. Smicha and the shchita. So takeeth means immediate. Close. Veluchivo hakos of galas. Ella bishahayu smuchim zela zekishahargo. I think he's trying to explain Rashi, the Lashan or whatever. The Torah is only a chayv galas when you're close to one another when you kill him. Kilomar. Sheba'ol of Pesom, you come upon him suddenly. Lo ra'ohu ha-neherag. And the victim didn't see him. She'yishro imenu. Such that he would be able to guard himself from him. He didn't see him. We could go and show you Shneim b'tchilas karem zavis. Like both of them were in the beginning of the corner. Okay, both of them are in the beginning of the corner. What does that mean? I think it's like right at the edge of the corner. Like they're both on the inside wall, so to speak, you know? So, he explains. Zeba mikan, zeba mikan. They're both going in the opposite directions. Ve'ad shepago, zeba zeb, ve'nepach zeb, ve'argo, lo roze zeb. And, like, you come and they don't even see each other. They just, boom, smash right into each other. Right? That's the case where the chayev, because that's what he's saying, is befesa. They're very, very close. That's the case of the chayev, because they're close. It's immediate. It's pisom. Ula. What?
Oh,
ula fuke. Okay, but that's what he's saying is a kishay. So there's a karen zavis. There's only two sides of karen zavis. Karen zavis where it's immediate, right around the corner. That's the case of galus. Ula fuke to exclude im hargo besof karen zavis. He kills him at the end of the corner. Okay. Now here's where you got to get the direction here. Ki yidays help me. Ki kishahaya baha horeg miderech. Le Karen Siphonis Mizrachis. Okay. So, there's a drug word there? Okay, so let's try to do this together. So it says like that. One second, let's just make a big intersection here. Okay. Okay, so I have Okay, north. Okay, good. Let's see what's happening here. So now he says... So if we go here, okay, Shahaya Baha Horig Miderach Likaran Siphonis Mizrachis. So he's coming on the road to the corner of the northeast. Upana of Lemizrach. So he's going towards the northeast corner. 1 second. Yes, and his face is east. So maybe it sounds like he's coming like this?
Yeah.
Sounds like that, right? Okay.
He's got a knife.
With a knife. Okay, that's the knife. Okay, now let's see what happens. V'halah ba mitzad darom, and the other guy's coming from the south. Litzad maravis tzafonis, to the northwest. Upanav litzafon. So he's coming... That's not make sense. Coming like this. I think that's what he's saying so far.
Maybe. I think they're...
they got to meet some of that.
They're using corners also. I mean, northwest, southwest.
Okay, let's read a little further. I'll say. Point. Wait, so which guy's the killer? This is the knife. Yeah, it's a good idea to put a picture of a knife. Here's a knife, toothbrush, whatever it is. Okay, so... That's the Neharag. I'm sorry. So that's the Koreg. So he says, okay, so he's saying this guy sees the killer because he's coming, oh, maybe so it's like this. He's kind of like going like this way, I guess, right? So if he's going like this, this guy is going to see him. Kodem shiranu. Right, before the killer, he's saying is the victim is going to see the killer before the killer sees the victim. And the victim should have been careful. And if the fact that he wasn't careful, so therefore it turns out he was negligent. Okay, and then it turns out the killer was an onas. So I get the concept, I don't exactly get the case. But he's saying some of this he's trying to construct a case where the victim sees the murderer before the other one.
So is it next to the Neharag line, that line should be erased? There's no wall there.
Where this?
Yeah.
Erase this wall?
Yeah. Okay. So now that's free and open space, and the arrow of the Horik is right, is...
Goes here?
Yeah.
Like here.
So he's going that way, the Neharag is coming into his street, and then the Horik turns into him.
So the Neharag, this is the Horig.
The Horig's on, say, the main street.
Okay.
The Neharag's on the side street coming towards him.
Coming this way, okay.
The Horig turns and kills him.
Which way is he turning?
Towards the
up, down?
Down.
Down, okay.
So
Neharag, why isn't he going to see? Doesn't he have plain sight? That's
no, because he's walking in this direction. He's come, Neharag is over here. He sees the Horig. He comes over here. Horig turns onto his street. Onto his...
But left. Even if he's walking, I mean, he could just turn his head.
But he's facing that way.
Right, oh, but he can still turn.
That's why he specifies that he's facing in that direction.
A little further than Rav. He says, "V'chevi me'atan into tirets l'mashi bav me'medrash." In Bepesa, Shahar go b'karen zavis. So Bepesa, on the one hand, the medrash says a different medrash says Bepesa means you kill him in the corner. Iluhacha aminan prat l'karen zavis. Now here it's to exclude karen zavis. Kasha nadadi, they're kasha. They're opposites. El dachi tirutz adehacha v'sof karen zavis. Here is the end of the Kansas, the Lohave Pesa. It's not Pesa. They weren't so close to each other. And this is the beginning of the corner. Because the priest is also, when they're close, then it is Pesa. So when they're close together, that's the case of Shogeg. But when they're far away, it's not. Let's forget the case exactly. Okay, but what's his point? And his point, I think, is clear. It's hard to get the physics or whatever the angles on this thing. But he explains the point. The point is that it's a situation where the victim had the ability to see the murderer prior. Like he had an early ability to see, and therefore he could have been careful, and he wasn't careful. So the Havamina would be. Anyways, Kamash Malon, it's easy to know that the victim should have been careful, and therefore it's like an anus for you, for the murderer. It's a given that this is the forget the exact case he's picking out, but the punchline is that if they're both coming around the hard corner, tight corner, so that's Rogig, right? Rogig, look, you should have been careful, you sort of should have been careful, you sort of not, it's like an in-between case. But our case is where the victim had the capacity to see the murderer with his knife or whatever, and he could have been careful and he wasn't. Do you say that exempts the murderer now and makes him like an honest? I mean, the Havamina is saying is, look, still, either way, you're the murderer and you killed the Shogig. You didn't see that guy. You're coming around the corner, you didn't see him. Maskama says, yeah, but the other guy could have seen. The victim could have seen, and he should have been careful. And since he should have been careful, so I become an honest. So what's on the surface, which way seems most obvious? The Havamina or the Maskama? Exactly. I mean, I think what Matt's saying is on the surface, it's hard to understand the maskana. And the point is, look, I killed the Shogig. I went around the thing with a knife, and it was around the corner, and I didn't see this guy, and I could have been careful, but I wasn't. And I killed him. So what's the difference whether the victim could have seen me? But that has nothing to do with me. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the same Shogig, I'm going around the corner. Apparently you have to consider when you go around corners maybe you're going to kill somebody. And if you don't, then you're with a knife. Then, right, if it's a tight corner, then that's the case. So now it's a corner. Now I have no visibility. When you go around corners, you don't have visibility. You got to be careful. Now why does it affect my Shogig or make me an honest? Because the other guy can see. The other guy is the other guy. But vis-a-vis me, I can't see. I have no visibility and I have to be careful. And I don't have visibility and I have a knife. I got to watch out. So that's the Havamina, that's very good. Is that that the killing is based upon my negligence. And my negligence should be measured by the fact that I went with a knife in a place around the corner where I can't see. So therefore I should be Shogig. But the Maskana is teaching you for some reason that no. Is that if there was room in the corner, you are going around the corner, but there was room for the victim to see you and not for you to see him. So then that somehow, then the way the Ritva explains it, is he says, Nimsha shehu kshaloneshmar, he says the victim should have been careful, kshaloneshmar, and the fact that he wasn't, Nimsha shehu poshaya, turns out he was poshaya. He was negligent, v'naseh ahoreg anas. And that makes the killer an anas. But the question is, how does that work? How does that make me an anas? Because he is negligent. I mean, it just sounds like a little bit magical. How does it, what's the sense of that? Paraphrase of what Moshe is saying. He'll tell me if this is the same thing. But that according to the Havamina, you basically look at the killer. And you say, was he posheya? Was he negligent or was he accidental? And if you're carrying a knife and you're going around a corner and you're blind, can't see around the corner, so then you're responsible. You have to be careful. And you have to be careful. You're doing a potentially murderous act or whatever, and you have to be careful. You have your knife, and you have to be careful. You kill somebody, and you're a shogig. Right? But what the Maskana is saying is like this, is that there's such a thing, like I think and the way we think of it is like in our law, it's like there's an idea of right of way. Okay? The idea of right of way is like, in driving, for instance, it's not efficient to have everybody being careful. Like, if you have an intersection, there's no reason why people on both sides of the intersection have to be careful. It's enough to have such a thing called right-of-way, and right-of-way means that one party has to be careful, the other party doesn't. There's a stop sign. So a stop sign basically says, if you're driving down the main street, you don't have to be careful. You get to drive down the main street. If he wants to go into the main street, he has a stop sign, he has to be careful. There's no reason why should we both have to be careful. It's not efficient to have to drive on a street and always be careful. Cars are deadly, but it's not efficient to have everybody be careful. I'm driving on a highway, I don't have to be careful that some guy's going to walk across into an old highway. That's if he wants to walk across the highway, the burden of caution is on him. So there's an idea of right-of-way. The phenomenon of right-of-way is based on the fact that when you have a society, so there are two parties involved, and it's not always, it's not necessary to have everybody being cautious. There's a way, there's an idea that when you have one person, like in a stop sign, one person in a stop sign, whatever, one guy's on a main street, one guy's on a side street, so it makes sense. There's certain rational conventions of who the burden of caution falls upon. Now, for instance, if there's a blind corner and one guy could see and the other guy can't see, so the burden of caution falls upon the person who could see. The person who can't see, you should know the guy can't see. As in this case, the Nehrag. The Nehrag knows that the victim, that the killer, that anybody who's coming down that street is blind. He cannot see him. You know? So he has to realize that the Nehrag has full visibility. So therefore the burden of caution shifts to the Nehrag. So now you don't say anymore now that the Horeg kills his Bishogeg. Because in such a circumstance, when you're coming to a part of the road, whatever the Sofkan's office is, you come to a part of the road where one party has visibility and the other party doesn't, so the burden of responsibility and of carefulness comes to the guy who has visibility. And the other guy has a right to not be careful. When I know that the other guy could see me and I can't see him, because of this convention, I have a right now to just to come out, and I know the guy's going to see me. He's going to see me. That's the way it is. He could see me, I can't see him. So I have a right to take it easy, and because there's a shifted burden of caution, and therefore it's his responsibility. So now I'm an onus. As he becomes a bashaya, and I become an onus. How does that happen? Because the chiddush is that when it comes to shmiras hanefesh, there's an interplay of parties. That's what Torah's miyuchadish. Is that you don't just say, Shmiras HaNefesh is a one-person job. Every person has to be fully guarding to make sure they don't kill. Fully careful. Because in a society, it's not always efficient to have everybody being careful. There's such a thing as delegating the carefulness to, in certain instances, dealing it to one party as opposed to the other party. And that's the Torah's teaching, that you measure Shmira in a dual party way. And there's such a thing as a situation where even though if you just look at yourself in isolation, you'd say you're negligent, but here you're not negligent because the reason why you're negligent is because you weren't careful. What's your excuse? Why weren't you careful? They'll say, oh, I'll tell you why I wasn't careful. Because I knew he was going to be careful. Oh, now he wasn't careful? Oh, so that's his problem. Now it's not my problem anymore. Now I'm an honest. Because I was relying on him and he's the one who's negligent. So it's not my fault anymore. Now it's his fault. Take the example. A guy runs a stop sign. He's going, you know, you're going on a busy street, right? Busy street, a guy runs a stop sign, runs a red light. Now, well, you kill the guy who runs the red light. Now, you say, well, you, after all, you killed him. See, that's not my fault. There's no stop, there's a red light. I'm supposed to, but he knows there's a red light there, or there's a stop sign there. So I have a right to drive down a street when I don't have a stop sign, and I know he has a stop sign. I have a right to drive down the street fast, whatever the speed limit is, and assume no one's going to pop out. And if he does pop out, then he's taking full responsibility. When you go through a stop sign, you're taking responsibility that if you look both ways and you're going through and you're making sure it's safe. And that's the fact. And in terms of fault, when you have an accident, because this happened to me once. I remember I was once going down the street, like I think it was in Queens, and I was driving in the street, and the other woman popped out of a stop sign, and I hit her. So I was nervous that it's my fault because I hit her. But it turns out it wasn't. Because if she has a stop sign and you don't have a stop sign, it's her fault. Because that's the thing. I smashed into her. Yeah, but I don't have to look. I'm driving down the street. She has to look. That's what stop sign means. Stop sign means you have to look. No stop sign means you don't have to look. Now look, it's always good to keep your eyes open or whatever, but you can't blame me as a murderer because I'm walking with a knife and I didn't look because I know he's going to look. That's the rule. That's the law says. There's an unwritten rule. Is that it's clear that this is one guy is blind and he may be a guy coming up here and you got to be careful. Every society has a convention about who's going to be careful. A green light says you could go green, you don't have to be careful, the other guy's going to be careful. You don't have a stop sign, it means the other guy's going to be careful. Now, what I'm saying is, but there's another unwritten one, which even in any society, that's like when there's a rule, like a green light. But you don't need a green light. Is if you think into it, you realize when one guy has visibility and the other guy doesn't have visibility, so clearly the burden shifts upon the guy who has visibility. And we don't know his case exactly, but there's such a thing as a case where one guy could see, another guy can't see. And in such an instance, you got to know that you have to look where you're going because you're the guy with visibility. So the burden shifts upon you, and the guy who can't see, he can't see. It's interesting. I mean, this is really interesting. It's like what you see the halacha is doing is recognizing the phenomenon of shmiras hanefesh. Is not a one-way thing. It's not like you don't live in isolation. You're one guy and each individual has his own world of protecting life. That's it. There's such a thing as a society. And in society, there's such a thing as delegation of Shmira. And that's a factor in terms of mezid and shogig and anus. So the saying is befesa means if it's a tight corner, so equal, both parties equally can't see, so then they both have to be careful. Then everybody has to be careful. But if it's the end of a corner and one guy can see and the other guy can't see, then the burden is shifted to the guy who has visibility, and the other guy becomes an anus. Becomes an anus. Yeah. Okay. So that's the Rifa. Okay, so why don't we try, so now let's turn to the Rechlano. Okay. So according to the Ritva again, what's the case? The case is, it turns out it's Karvanos, right? Karvanos. According to the Rechlano, he learns it's Karvlamezu. Corner. We don't know his case exactly. But he says, you're coming around the corner. So he says, he doesn't have this visibility thing, forget that. He just saying, you're coming around the corner. He doesn't have the two kinds of corners, tight corner. He just says corner is considered Karl Mesa.
Because then it has to be physical closeness instead of scope.
Right, exactly. Physical closeness, and somehow around the corner is not considered physical closeness.
He holds, like he was trying to say, that no matter what, if you're the one holding the knife, if you're that close to the person, you should have been careful.
Right. Okay, good. But it's not only that. It's saying, as I would think, Sahavmina, as I would think that's considered shogeg. But it's teaching you around the corner is considered nesed, because you should have been careful. Right? It's teaching you. I would think that, again, if you're going on a street and somebody smashes into a guy, that's shogeg. But what about a corner? So I would think going around the corner is the same thing. It's teaching you, no. Going around the corner is a special thing, and that's karla nesed, because you should have been careful. Right? So maybe we could try to understand that. What's the Havimina? So that's Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's try to figure that out for tomorrow. What's the Havimina again is that if you're going around the corner, it's shogeg like regular. Mashmallah. And then no, when you go around the corner, you should have been more careful, and therefore you're careful mazik. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Chananel. Now the Rambam, you tell me how the Rambam sounds here. This is I went back and forth on how to learn this Rambam, but you tell me. So it's Vav Yud. Okay? Vav Yud and Shmiz Nefesh. It says, so if you hate somebody, if you kill somebody who you hate, then you don't go to Gauls. It's a chazaka that if you kill your enemy, probably it's the case that you're Karvel Mezer. You are, right? Because you hate him. Fine. And it says, what is it considered hating? So it means you didn't talk to him for 3 days because you hate him. V'chein. Okay, now here's our case. V'chein. Also, in Nichmas Lekeren Zavis, if you enter a corner and kill him there, b'shogeg. Okay? So you enter a corner, and kill him there, b'shogeg. What does that mean? Enter a corner? Would you describe these cases as you enter a corner and kill him there, b'shogeg? Oshadachal the gufo, or you push him. Fine, and he has all these cases. In all these cases, call the crow from the mezav and the glatton. So it's called the mezav and you don't get gals. Okay. So what does that mean? Nichnas lekeren zavis. The harag sham, right? The misu sham mishkaga. You kill him mishkaga. So much clearer. So I'm learning the same case. I mean, this I'll tell you how my chavrusa Rabbi Shimon wanted to learn that, and I'm not sure if he's right or not, but he wanted to say it means like you go into a corner. He's hanging out in a corner somewhere. Okay. You go into the corner and you kill him there by accident. So it's like, why are you going into the corner and killing him? Like, what are you doing? He's hanging out in some corner, some alleyway, some whatever, you know. And you, it's not like you're going through. See, if you're going through on the road, you say, "Oh, guy just walked on the road. I bumped into him." But he's not on the road. He's hanging out in a corner. He's like in a corner somewhere, and you go there into the corner and you kill him by accident.
Knife,
with a knife, with whatever. So it's like a chazaka.
You try to kill him.
It's similar to like sone. That's what you have to learn. It's like it's v'chein. It's like okay, a guy who you hate, even though it's b'shogeg, but it's like it's an assumption that you probably are trying to kill him.
Why are you trying to say?
Similar. That's yeah, like why are you going into a corner? And, yeah, why are you trying to get into the corner?
Like this, and they're on the inside of the corner. Corner means the outside.
No, what he's learning it means, like, space. A corner means not an open space. A corner means it's like you bring it to the corner. You bring it to, like, take it to the corner. Yeah, right. You take it to, like, a corner where it's, like, a dead end. It's like you bring it to the dead end. It's like you walk to the guy. He's hanging out in the dead end. You go to the dead end, then you kill him by accident. It's like it smells. It just looks like something's going on. Similar to hating. You kill your enemy. Right, do a shogeg. You kill him in the corner. Right. So that's what he's learning. It's like, somehow implies, it's like, v'nichnas l'keren zavis v'hargo sham. It's like you, that's what he's saying, you kill him there. V'misu sham. Nichnas l'keren zavis v'misu sham. It's like you enter the corner, and you kill him there. It's like almost like it's a place that you're entering and you're killing.
Can I apply the...
Start off by trying to define the Rabban Chanan, which is just a normal case of the corner. And then the Rambam, if you buy that reading in the Rambam, the question is, what does that mean, you assume it's chazaka, that it's karov l'mezid? What does it even mean? If he hates him, it's chazaka, it's karov l'mezid. What do you mean? It's chazaka, it's mezid, or it's chazaka, it's karov l'mezid? What does it mean, it's chazaka, it's close to mezid? What does that even mean? And then, if you buy the reed, then in the corner, then it's also chazaka, that's karov l'mezid? Like, what's that whole deal? Right, so let's start with the Rabban Chanan, and then see if we go to the Rambam. It's possible the Rambam is learning straight like Rabban Chanan, so I think that's what first is learning Rabban Chanan. See then, because the Rabban Chanan and Rambam share in common that it's Karov Mesid. So let's just first learn Rabban Chanan. He's not saying, I mean, he's just saying straight because he says Havilei Liyuna. He openly says because he should have been careful. So he's not saying, he's not learning like what I'm trying to say in the Rambam. So let's just first do him, and then we'll see what happens. Really interesting to me is like this is in any area of halacha. Like if you want to study like safety and caution and being careful for life, so you gotta do the sugyas of like this back, you know. You wanna study like foods, so do sugyas about machal sasuras like treif. You know, so like every area of halacha, like you end up like defining and getting down the basic concepts in whatever area that you're studying, you know. It's like these are like getting down to the core of concepts and safety and caution and you know. And through doing the sugyas, you end up like coming upon these, principles in Shri Asana Fashion.